Bootcut jeans are making a comeback, and not just as a fashion choice, but as a reflection of changing cultural values. Their return, especially after last night's Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime performance, is about more than just looking cool. It's tied to how nostalgia, politics, and social media have shifted the way we connect with and think about the past. In recent years, fashion has been all about two main trends: quiet luxury, which focuses on exclusivity and subtlety, and hype-driven streetwear built on scarcity and spectacle. Both of these require a lot of curation. Bootcut jeans, though, are the total opposite. They're democratic, very throw-on and go, not something you see in a perfectly staged Instagram shot. Their return signals a growing fatigue with the overly polished, Instagram-perfect vibe that's taken over fashion. People want something more authentic, less controlled, and honestly, just more real. The last time bootcut jeans were in, the world was a lot different. Pre-social media, post-9/11, and pre-Obama, it was chaotic, but also a time of real cultural energy. Fashion wasn't about building a perfectly curated feed. Outfits were just outfits. But with the rise of social media in the 2010s, fashion became more performative. Every look had to be intentional and fit a curated image for your followers. Bootcut jeans with their awkward proportions and lack of sharp lines didn't really fit that digital hyper-polished world. They became a reminder of a simpler time before algorithms told us what was cool. Then came 2016. The election of Donald Trump didn't just shift politics. It changed how we saw the past. Nostalgia became a tool. Trump's MAGA movement wasn't about looking at history through a fresh lens. It was about going back to it, whatever that meant. In response, fashion leaned hard into the future. Tech wear, minimalism, and anything that looked sleek and modern. Even streetwear, which used to pull from past subcultures, started focusing more on hype and exclusivity. The past wasn't just something we looked at. It became something to either embrace or reject. Now in 2025, things have shifted again. Trump's back in the White House, the world feels more uncertain, and nostalgia is back on the scene. But this time, bootcut jeans aren't just about looking back. They're about reclaiming the past. They remind us of a time when style wasn't about curating for likes, when trends weren't made for virality, and when culture felt more organic and less like something we were selling. And Kendrick Lamar, he gets it. His whole career is about questioning America's narratives, and his Super Bowl performance was no different. His decision to wear bootcut Celine jeans wasn't just about fashion. It was a statement about who controls nostalgia. In an era where history gets repackaged for clicks, Lamar's jeans were a reminder that the past is something we can take back and make our own, not just something we passively consume.